There is nothing worse than untapped potential. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely a place for you.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I am your host, Lachelle Weamy. And today we get a chance to have an insightful conversation with my new friend, Nikki Jones. You guys, she is a communication strategist. I love everything that she's up to because as you guys have heard me say before, time and time again, it's not what you do, it's who you are while you're doing it. And Nikki helps us to really shine when it comes time to communication. And Nikki, I want you to be able to describe that way better than I can. So welcome to the show. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about who you are, what lights you up, how do you serve people?
So first, thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I really appreciate having these conversations with people of like mind who are also heart-led and looking to help other people shine brighter.
Yes.
So I am a communication strategist, and I work with CEOs just like yourself who, this is what I like to say, let's start over, I'll tell you this way. People who I work with are experts. They have an exquisite expertise. And then what happens is the people who they need to serve are over here. So there's a big gap. Yes. And that's where I come into the middle of that gap to help bridge that gap to make sure that the messaging that they're using, whether it's in podcast interviews like this, it's in media interviews, it's in social media videos, or maybe they're on the stage, so that language, as I like to say, whispers in the ears and speaks to the heart. So the people who need the most, it helps them say, wait a minute, Michelle's doing what? I need to click the button and sign up.
I love that. And I gotta just, I mean, there's so much that we're going to dive into that, you guys. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I need to know all the things that Nikki does to help, you know, really boost the communication and to help us stand out in the market, help to really to grab that person's attention in their heart, their minds, we're going to get to all of that. But first, Nikki, I want you to tell us a little bit about your story. So how in the heck did you end up in this space? Like, tell us, you know, your own journey and help us relate to you as a person.
Yeah. So it's so funny that you asked me that, because when I think back to how I started, it is nothing like, oh, I went to school for this, or my mom was a news anchor and all of this carrying on. I years ago was looking for a job and was looking in the newspaper. That's how long ago it was. And I saw there was a receptionist position at a nonprofit advocacy organization. And so I showed up like, listen, I'm 26. I need a real job. I need to be able to go somewhere. So years later, I left there as a communications director. But that organization helped community members. They stood shoulder to shoulder with them. You know, they didn't tell them, well, this is what you have to do, but they stood with them and helped empower them to speak truth to power, you know, speak, use their voice to fight for their communities. And in this particular case, it was fighting for children of quality public schools. So being able to see how your story mixed with a little bit of messaging polishing can help create new budgets, new possibilities, and new opportunities. That's where I learned those things, and that's where I became most excited with. So after I went to work in government, and then I quit my job, and I went to Morocco and started working with a nonprofit there, helping them with their messaging so the community could be engaged. And then I came back, and I started doing a number of things, and here I am today. And I will tell you, what makes me really excited about this work is knowing that I've had times when I've had the shaky voice. So I know what it is to turn the camera on and be afraid. I'll tell you this little thing. I said to one little small group of people before, one day I was doing a live interview on the radio and I didn't know what to say. So I hung up. I just hung up and I called back in like, oh, we have this connection. So I know what it is to have those crazy moments and then have a message that needs to get out, but not have the confidence to do it. And generally when I'm working with people, that's what they're looking for, is the confidence. They're looking for that polishing so that they can shine the light, so they can attract the people who need them most.
Yeah. And I'm going to guess that you have people that come to you that are stuck in all kinds of ways. And I'm just going to, you know, talk about a couple of the ways that I've seen my clients get stuck in. And one of them is the perfectionism, that we get so caught up in making sure that all of our words are just perfect, that we start to overthink things. And then all of a sudden, like, days go by and weeks go by and months go by where we just cannot get ourselves to do the dang thing because we overthink it so much. Is that something that you find your clients come to you with?
Absolutely. And it's something that I've struggled with myself. I like to, I'm at the place now, and I'm very happy to be in this place where, look, I'm a regular person. Sometimes I say and ain't. Yeah. Okay. And sometimes I say gonna instead of going to. And I think that it's helpful for you to show up the way that you are, the way that you're going to be comfortable, because I can't be over here talking like a valley girl. And then when I start coaching clients, they're like, wait, who is that? You know, what's happening over here? Or I can't all of a sudden be like, I'm going to pontificate like this. That may not attract the people who I want to work with, because I want to work with people who also stay in eight sometimes whenever they choose to. I want to work with people who want to show up as themselves, because that's how they would show up when they're serving their clients. And you don't want to have, you know, two different people and your potential clients are shocked.
Yeah. And I think that one of the things, the pitfalls that we have when we, you know, listen to experts like yourself, that we get into our heads, a lot of us can be an all or nothing thinker. And we're like, there's a right or a wrong way to do it. And if I can't get the right way, then I'm not going to do it at all. And I love that you bring up authenticity, because authenticity literally allows for us to get away from the right or the wrong. It's just being who we are, but the best version of ourselves. And I think about a podcast interview that I listened to a long time ago. A lot of you guys listening are probably familiar with who Rachel Hollis is. And perhaps some of you are familiar with John Maxwell, who's one of my all-time favorite, like, inspirational influencers as a leader. And Rachel Hollis actually had John Maxwell on her podcast. And he's like, you guys, he's like in his 70s. Like, he's like the godfather of leadership. I have my coaching and public speaking certification through John Maxwell. So, like, he's like up here in a pedestal, right? But in this interview, Rachel Hollis said something about being so stinking excited. And I say stinking all the time. It's funny. And John Maxwell commented on it. He's like, I've never, you know, had anybody ask me why I'm so stinking excited for something. It was just kind of cute. And I think that what that moment did for me was recognize that it doesn't matter, you know, if there's a right or a wrong, just being yourself and going with it can actually be endearing, and it can actually give us this edge that being somebody that we're not isn't going to give us. Now, there's an obvious way that we have to communicate with certain people. I'm going to communicate with my patients in the operating room differently than I'm going to, you know, communicate with my FD, right? But it's also this ability for us to be able to bring ourselves and our authenticity into the conversation. What are your thoughts around all of that?
When you said perfectionism, that ding, ding, ding in my head, because we've all done it. And this is why I like to share stories similar to what I just told you earlier, that I hung up on and recorded a live interview. Of course, listen, that is not my like shining moment, but I want other people to know that just because you see me here being very comfortable, you don't know if my knees are shaking, or you don't know if somebody had to calm me down beforehand. You just know how I'm showing up. But then you also are hearing me talk to you like a friend in your head. And this is the way that I show up when I'm working with my clients. When I start working with them, I always like to listen to other podcasts that they've been on, or we have what I like to call a deep dive. Yeah. And they're just giving me information. I'm able to hear certain words that they're using when they don't think that it is, oh, we're on. Okay, hello. Yeah. No, we're going to talk like this, and you're going to lean back like this, and you're going to get into that comfortable place. And that is where I learn the words that you really like to use. So whether it's so stinking exciting, or whether they're using some, I tell them, if I'm writing copy for them, I tell them, do you want scriptures, or do you want cuss words? Like, what do you want? what is going to reflect you? And then we'll figure out what is going to attract the people who you want to work with.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love that. And so what were some of your biggest barriers in this industry as you've gotten to become an expert, or what are some of the biggest barriers that your clients come to you with that really hold them back and make them feel stuck in this?
For me, What made me struggle the most is that that's not where I came from. So I wasn't in high school or in college on the debate team, or, you know, doing presentations and so forth. So I learned all of this in that job that I mentioned earlier. And I started there, I believe I was 26. And so that's where I learned about speaking in front of the camera, and had lots of embarrassing moments. Okay. I've had the shaky voice speaking in college in front of a group of people, all kinds of stuff. And so I'm able to pull from that when I work with my clients. But I think that we're so similar because we were always looking for that this is prim and this is polished and this is how I have to show up because this is what I see other people doing. So then I'm going to go ahead and do the same thing. When you don't even know what the outcome is for those other people. And then when you see those people who are talking like this, are they attracting the kind of clients that you want to work with? I don't want to do that. One of my clients was telling me recently about online dating. I want us to be able to be girlfriends and or girlfriend boyfriends or whatever we should use there. I don't know. And be able to laugh and have a nice time, just very much in the same way that we're speaking now. But it's really sometimes challenging to help people understand the way you are is the way that you can show up. And you don't have to use the words that you hear other people using. There was a woman who I used to watch a long time ago on, I still see her now on Instagram, but she would come to the lives with her baby. You know, she'd be like this and then coaching people. And at first I remember thinking, she got a baby? Then I was like, oh, look at the baby. And then I watched the baby grow up over a period of time. Oh, he's walking now. And think of how many mothers are watching thinking, oh, I don't have to put my baby in the other room. I can bring my baby and be a real person.
Yeah. Well, that just brings me to another point that I think a lot of us fail to recognize, that it's not just what we say. It's who we are while we're saying it. And that means that we can allow for parts of our life to come in. That's going to give people this sense of intimacy. It's going to allow for them to get to know, like, and trust us faster. It's going to be able to be parts of our messaging that we're not even acknowledging that are part of our messaging, right? And so what are some of the things, because we talked about this before we started recording, like little things like the background or the noise that we have on our desk or, you know, the things that we're bringing into our space. Like, what are some of the nonverbal things that you notice impact the way that we show up on video specifically?
Yep. So sometimes people will have, you mentioned the noise on the desk. This is my mouse pad. So I've cleared everything on my desk, but I also came with a drink, right? Just in case my mouth gets a little parched during this. And something that people should be prepared for. And it's okay to have a drink in the middle of the interview. So, I mean, you don't want to be gulping and gulping with your chin way up in the air, but you may need to, if you're partial, you need to do something. But when I set this down on my desk, you're going to hear that. So instead, I have the mouse pad here and you don't hear that setting down now. Okay? Yeah. And in that, those kinds of things make a difference and help people feel like, okay, I'm more prepared. And guess what, Lachelle? I have a blouse here and I got this little bling bling going on. And okay, but I have my pajama pants and they have,
I love it.
Cups on them and things like that. I'll post a picture on Instagram for people to see. But who would know? But by me saying that, the people who are listening, who are thinking, oh, I can't show up in this way. I don't have a suit jacket or I don't have this. You can start to feel like, oh, okay. Because at the end of the day, people who are working with us, whether you're an accountant, whether you are a communication strategist or you're a life coach, people are coming with their vulnerabilities. Yeah. And from the moment they read whatever you have on social media or they experience you, then they go to your website and they click that button to sign up. What's happening even from there? What kinds of questions are you asking them? Are you asking too many questions? I have an auto video that goes out. And so if you booked a call with me, I say, Lachelle, I made this video for you. Yeah. And I'm here right at my desk so you can experience me and my regular self. So then we get on the call, you're like, oh, okay, those are the big problems. That's her. That's what's going on. My dog is in the video. I'm a whole regular person, and I know what it feels like to get out to be the potential client. And you're getting on that call, and you have to tell them, oh, this is how much I earned this quarter, or whatever your struggles are. And it doesn't, you don't get the warmth from the other side. And you can do that when you are showing up. You'd be better prepared to do that when you're showing up as your regular self.
Yeah. And I mean, there's things like verbal cues that you can have as well. Like, you guys are, you know, if you're listening to the audio on a podcast, you don't see my background, but if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that I'm in front of my bookshelf and I'm a nerd. Like, most of these books over here are leadership, up there are all business development. You know, that's personal development and spirituality is down there. Like, I'm such a nerd. You can see my book behind me and some scripture behind me that's important to me. So you get a sense of who I am by my background. And so I think, like, the little things that we can infuse in what we're doing. I love wearing hats because it's just, I don't know, but it's become my brand. It's become who I am. And so the little things, the little cues that you have allow for people to get a little bit of insight into who you might be. I also found that, and I would love to know what your thoughts are on this, but when I did live videos every day for about a year and a half, and just whatever I felt the spirit wanted me to share is what I shared, like off the cuff. But the ones that got a lot of the most viewers were the ones that my kids were in. Mm-hmm. Whether they were sitting on my lap with me or whether they just happened to be walking in or whether I had them deliberately part of the conversation. And so allowing people to get to know who you are by the visual cues around you is just another way to bring in that relationship, don't you think?
Yes. And it's, you know, some people have some, I have a client who I was just writing something for and he didn't want to mention his wife's name. Okay, no problem. We'll still reference her, but we will take her name out of it. So people have to have their comfortability level. So it's for me to introduce them to some different things, but it's not for me to force them into something where they're like, oh goodness, you know, I don't want to do this. And so when I'm having my deep dive, as I like to call it, with them, I'm finding out, okay, here's where I can push her. Here's where I need to stay back. And even as we're working together over a period of months, or whether it's weeks or maybe a year, but I'm able to, okay, Elsa, so this just happened in her life, so I'm not going to bring this up. We're not going to do that. We get to learn each other. Yeah. The way I like to describe my work with people, I give this example.
Yeah.
The Price is Right has a game where there's a little person going up the mountain and has horrible music. So you, the business owner, you're that person going up the mountain. You're a little bit hunched over because you got all the responsibilities on your back. But when you can take the communications piece off and hand it to me, now you're standing up a little bit straighter, you're walking a little bit faster, and I am with you while you lead the way. Yeah. And when I do that for people, that helps them understand, okay, so she's supporting me. She's also, you know, saying, hey, what about this? What about that? But she is supporting me. And I am leading the way. So I am for the most part, because there is some uncomfortability, but for the most part, I'm going to be comfortable and we're going to have results.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I think that why, Nikki, you and I connected so much, because we both have the same passion, right? Like I want to be alongside someone to let them know that they're not alone. But then I also mm-hmm. get to show them how fun it is to take it one step further than they thought they could, right? Like how fun is knowing that they're not alone and seeing what they're capable of. And that's basically what you're doing, which is what I love. I also want to dive into our messaging, because we've talked a little bit about vulnerability and allowing, you know, some of our authenticity out. There's a fine line between, you know, being the professional and the expert and, you know, being vulnerable. So how do you infuse in your messaging enough so that you don't look like a hot mess express and people actually want to work with you, but you also feel like you're relatable and that you are someone that, you know, they want to sit across the table from and have a cocktail or a coffee with?
So I can't say that I have an absolute science to this. But what works for me is when I'm doing videos. So sometimes when you see videos of me online, sometimes I have rehearsed them. That might be the sixth take. It might be. Sometimes it's the first take. Sometimes here's a little secret. Sometimes those ums and ahs are intentional, just to show people it doesn't have to be whatever your perception of perfect is. Me posting or even just me mentioning that I have pajama bottoms on is something that helps people know.
Yes.
Like, look, let me tell you, I was tired this morning. And then, I didn't have time to put, I could have chosen to put some real pants on, but who's going to see them besides the people who look at my social media? And, you know, I'll say this too. One of the things that really makes me excited about doing this work, the same work that you know, the work we're doing in some aspects, is being able to see people come in and have the little fear. And then, especially if I've written a speech for them and to watch them with doing the role play, and I'm like, no, start over. And I see their face like, I did not pay you to irritate me. And then when it clicks for them and they're like, well, actually, blah, 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 blah. You're like, look at you. So when we're able to push through all of the misconceptions and those kind of things, and your mom says you show up like this, and this is what you saw when you were in corporate, or this is what you see somebody else doing on social media, and we're able to marry that or let go of that, but then marry your personality to the kind of people who you want to work with. I know I kind of sound like a broken record, but it's important for you to know that so that you can be comfortable in how the decisions that you're going to make, the words that you're going to use, the clothes that you're going to wear. I could have worn like a, I don't really have, but I could have worn like more of like a, you know, this kind of a shirt. No, yeah. I wear this. I like this. The zippers and the, this is what I am. Somebody is watching this and like, that is too much neck area that she got going on. I would never. And that's okay for you. but this is who I am. And being able to have those conversations with people that get you. And listen, you know how you hear a preacher and he's like, I'm not just preaching to you. I'm talking to myself. Listen, when I'm working with clients and sometimes they're having the pushback, I'm like, wait a minute, I have a pushback too over here in the other area, but it looks just like that. So what is it? Why is it? What's happening? What's stopping me? And we get to have all those conversations. And then at the end, when I'm able to see them in their glory, doing what they do, it's awesome. It's awesomer, right? This is my made up word, to see the results that they're getting from that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Totally agree with you. And then the other thing that, you know, you mentioned that really stood out to me was the fact that the right people are going to resonate with you as who you are. And I think that one of the things that I find hold us back when we're afraid of showing up is that we're not really clear on who we want to attract. And so if we're like all over the place, like anybody with a pulse and a checkbook I'll work with, we're going to feel way more nervous about showing up as who we are. But if I'm like, I want to work with other moms who have a lot on their plate, who aren't perfect and just want to become the best versions of themselves, and they're trying to juggle everything, they're going to relate to me. I don't want to work with somebody that's all buttoned up and serious all the time or whatever, because knowing who I want to work with and knowing who my ideal is allows me more freedom to be me. Because I'm not going to be offended if the person who's all buttoned up is looking for me to be all buttoned up because they're not my people, right?
Yeah. And what I totally agree with what you're saying. And I like to work with women who are heart-led, women who are having fun at what they do, women who are great at what they do, and then women who are helping other women. I also imagine to do this visualization, if we were all walking on the beach, holding hands, I'm going to be up here, but you can't see me on camera if I put them down here. But we were all holding hands, walking on the beach, looking for something lost. I don't know. If one of us fell out, then there's that gap. Somebody isn't being served. So our work has a ripple effect. When you coach your Michelle, she's able to show up for herself. But guess what? When she's over here showing up like this, her friends are looking like, wait, what's going on? What you got? What are you doing? Yeah. And so some of that is going to trickle on her. So it's ripple. And it's we get to do this work. We get to be a part of it. And no, I am not a life coach. No, I am not an accountant. And no, I am not a small business strategist. But when I work with the people who are, I'm like, maybe I am a small business strategist because like we're all working together. And it is a gift that I am able to have long time ago looked in the paper, stumbled upon a job, learned all these things, went into government, went into working for myself, worked with a number of clients who I was like, maybe not so much. And also, yes, and be in the place where I can do what I do.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Do what I do and like it and get paid.
100%. And I think that, you know, going back to even what we were talking about with that balance between authority and vulnerability is that the more that we can share our own experiences, allow for people to have a human connection with us. But if we're constantly staying in the accentuating hot mess express space, then that's how we're going to come across, right? But if I can say, hey, I've been a hot mess, but now I'm here, that automatically gives me that authority, guys. So if you can take somebody through your own journey, but make sure that you're ending with the good parts instead of staying in the mess, it's going to give you natural authority without having to be all somebody that you're not, right? Like that's where you can have that magic between the two.
I definitely agree that there's that magic when starting from the bottom, now I'm here. There's that. And then sometimes it is important or it is effective to in the middle of that say, I have this and I'm not quite sure about this. I'm not one to I don't think I would be one to be crying on social media or in videos. That's just not what I do. Not the kind of crying where it's like, whoa, it's me. Now, if you say something beautiful, I'd be like, oh my goodness, Michelle, that's so nice. Your dog graduated. But I mentioned recently that I had gone to an event and we did breath work and laid on the floor and cried. And I did think about it for a second. I said, well, should I post this? Do I sound ridiculous? I'm going to post it anyway. So I posted it, and I don't have a problem with talking about it and talking about different spiritual things that I do, but I don't get online as a, I'm totally in the midst of my problem, call 911 for me, because I have other avenues to get help from, but also because I like to keep what I'm talking about mostly around, you know, how I can help people, but still, you know, showing up with some of my personality in it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, keep going.
Well, I've seen people talk about being, well, actually, this is my story right now, like being nervous about, well, should I put this program together? I'm not really sure. I don't know. What's holding me back? What's happening here? And that's literally what I'm dealing with right now as I'm thinking about putting together a coaching program. And I'm like, I don't really know. Could I share that on social media? Well, I shared it here, right? But I share that on social media? Absolutely. But what I probably wouldn't be on there doing is saying, it won't work for this reason, because that's not how I feel. And any moments that I have thought, well, I don't know if I'm the best person for this or something like that, I don't know. You know, this is in a way a little bit of a therapy right now. I don't know if I would share something like that. I think I'd probably be more leaning to what you were saying, where it was, hey, these are the concerns that I was having. And now I'm 3 months into the program, working with a number of women who are helping to do X, Y, and Z. But to be able to share that part kind of like as a reflection, the more detailed part, that's where we're finding agreement, the more detailed part, but you can kind of highlight it when it's something else, because you don't want you also listen. If I showed up here today and I was like, look, I ain't got no clients. I don't know how I'm paying bills next month. You know, nobody is gonna be like, oh, let me come. Let me see what's going on here, right? But the truth is, you don't know if I don't have any clients if I can pay my bills next month, because I'm showing up like this. Now I do have some clients, I can't pay my bills, but. Yeah. There was a time where I was like, well, wait a minute, but I never showed up that way. And that's what I think is the gray area where some people it works for them.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, like, again, I believe so much. I utilize quantum physics and brain science in what I do with people. And I believe with 100% of my being that is who we are while we're doing it, that makes the difference. So if I come on and I'm like, you know, so I got this group program and I mean, it's all right. I whipped it together last minute and maybe it'll help and maybe it won't. But, you know, if you want to take a look at it, you totally can. Mm-hmm. That's different than me being like, so here's the deal. I've been powering through this amazing program that I'm so stinking excited about. I can't wait for you to get involved. I can't wait for you to level up. This is what it's done for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference in that. And I think that just even if you can't get to that point, try to become the best version of yourself. It doesn't have to be somebody else, but being the best version of you. And something silly that works for me, I would love to know if this is, you know, helpful for you, Nikki, but I'm a different person when I am like in my like full on jammies and I'm like haven't brushed my teeth yet. And then as soon as I comb my hair and get on something different, like I have a whole different energy about me. So even if you just have to put on a blouse and you have your jammies on the bottom, like, don't you just feel different when you start to put yourself together a little bit?
Yes. I was talking to my very good friend yesterday and she was teasing me. She was like, do you take a shower in the morning? And I was like, yeah, when I get up, I take a shower. I wash my face first and brush my teeth and I draw my eyebrows on. And then I'm like, hey, it's showtime. I'm here. Yeah. Yeah. And that works for me. Now, sometimes I might have on a full on nightgown, but trust and believe these eyebrows are on and I feel like, okay, now I am in work mode. And sometimes when I'm getting on a discovery call, proposal call, things like that, I listen to Mary Mary's Go Get It first. And I like to be hi, Michelle, how are you? Because that helps me bring a different energy. So whatever you have to do, whether that's dancing, whether that's some kind of breath work that you may be doing like this, whether it's taking a walk or whether it is listening to a guided affirmation, do what you need to do to get yourself in that mode where you can be like, I'm ready. When you think about when you watch, I'm not a sports watcher, but I've seen a piece of it here and there.
Yeah.
If you look at the basketball game, they don't just come out of the back and then start playing. They run around and throw the ball and I shouldn't have brought that up because I don't know the right language. But they do some warm-ups. Warm-ups. So they're out there. They don't just start. And that's okay. And that's another thing. This is a really good point. That's another thing. Sometimes people really feel like, when you are showing up in video, whether it's on social media or something on your website, you're showing up on a stage or at a podcast interview, whatever it is, that you had to just already arrive and you were just ready like this. It just it doesn't matter how much training you have. Most people are not just always ready. You know, they have to have a, okay, this
yeah.
the message I want to give. This is what I want to happen. This is who I'm speaking to. Okay, thank you. And then guess what? There's opportunity in most cases for you to say, you know, can we record that part over? Thank you so much. Yeah. Or for you to say, you know what, Michelle, I just made a mistake. Let me answer that question again. We have agency to do those things. But if you don't feel like you can, now you've said some things that is out there in the ether and you're feeling a little like wah, wah, wah. The rest of the interview goes horrible.
Yeah.
These are the things that I teach my clients. Look, we all are going to make mistakes. We all are going to have moments that we're like not so proud of, but we do have opportunity to massage those things in most cases and bring it back to the space that we want to be in. Yeah. And a lot of that comes with you getting to start the interview or the video or whatever it is in a place where you're like, this is my moment. Here I am.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I do that. I listen to inspiration before I go on. Like last night I did my, we pre-record, I batch record guys. So this is, you know, not live, but I did a live launch last night where I did a training and it was at 7 PM my time. I'm more of a morning person and I kind of like, wind down my energy at night, but I had to get myself to a place where I could show up and serve in the biggest way possible. So I did, I listened to an example. I did my affirmations. I put on an outfit that I felt confident in. I, you know, did some things to get my energy up because I knew that I wanted to show up as the best version of myself for those people. And if I showed up as a wah, wah, I don't really want to be here, you're going to feel that and you're not going to be excited to work with me. And I used to do this when I get on big stages. I don't have to as much anymore, but I used to go in to the bathroom stall and I would run in place. Like that sounds silly, but I would get all of my like shakies out, like all of that extra built up energy. I would just like run in place and then I wouldn't have the shakiness when I went out. Or one of the things that I still do, no matter if it's a podcast or if it's a big stage or if it's, you know, a training, I think of the one person that this is supposed to help. Don't think about the thousands of people or the millions of people that might see it. It's the one person. And it helps you to kind of bring yourself back down to like talking as a person. And that ties into all of the authenticity we've been talking about. Because if you feel like you're talking to one person who's been praying for your specific help, it makes you come across in a way that's genuine. It helps to relax you a little bit. And it helps you connect to the viewers in a way that you can't do in any other way. What other advice do you have around those same spaces?
I want to take a little bit of a tweak to what you just said about thinking about the one person. So my ideal client, her name is Amara. I have a profile for her. We don't need to go into those details, but I will say this.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to say, wait a minute, but what about Amara? Because when I don't want to get out of the bed, when I'm like, well, I'm not gonna put my name into being this podcast because she probably won't pick me. But what if Amara is listening? Yeah. And sometimes it's a huge responsibility. It's like, look, Amara, I have to find somebody else. but I think of that. So definitely when you're having these moments where you're doing public speaking, podcast stage or what have you, it is nice to think about, okay, so for me, Amara is with either within this group or maybe her friend Lachelle is in this group and she's going to be texting her like, you need to connect with this little Nikki because, you know, that might happen. But I just think, oh my goodness, Amara is this wonderful coach. Amara works with women who need this X, Y, and Z. And if I don't show up, Amara is going to have more difficulty showing up in public online so that she can attract the people who are waiting for her. So it's not just Amara for me. It's all the people who Amara is working with. And not just Amara's clients. Like I said earlier, it's that ripple effect. It's Amara's sister. It's Amara's children. It's the people who walk into the room where Amara is and they can feel that confidence and they can say, oh, I want to be like that. What is that? That's a lot, Lachelle, right? Some days, like I said, you're like, whoa, wait a minute, God, why do I got to do all of this? But again, when I think back to how I stumbled upon that job and I learned the things that I learned and I've been able to make the mistakes and I've been able to tweak and I've been able to invest in my own learning and my own ability to serve, what? This is my moment. You know, and you also talked about affirmations. There's one that I listen to called Good Morning. People message me, I'll send them the link, but I love it. It's like 2 minutes long. And in it, she says, we've been waiting for you. Oh, and she says, good morning. And I listen to it a lot, but it's so funny that when she says it twice, good morning. Good morning. I'm like, good morning. I listened to that earlier, and that with the affirmations that I say and my understanding and my beliefs help move me on most days. Because again, we got to be honest and real people. Some days, even all of that is just like, I'm going to go to the grocery store, and when I get back, you know, I'm going to lay on the couch with my dog.
Yes, we're real. We're real people for sure. Oh my gosh. There's so many things that I would love to continue this conversation around, but we are going to need to start wrapping this up. Is there anything else that you really wanted to mention to everybody before we say goodbye for today?
Yes, two things. So one little gift for your audience, if they connect with me on Instagram, you will see the link in my bio where they can submit a video and I will give them a review of it to tell them, hey, here's the little space where you can improve. Here are your kudos here. And that is complimentary. Okay. And then also, I mentioned a little bit of it. I am going to launch a group program, because I've worked with clients one-on-one, and being truthful, sometimes it is, the investment that may hold people back in a one-on-one setting. So in this group setting, there will be a lower investment. I was trying to think of some fancy words, but that's less money, right? but that they can, again, this is for that woman who is saying, look, I know I have purpose. I am here to serve. I am excellent at coaching. I am excellent at accounting or whatever it is that you do. But that messaging part, the communications part, yeah, not so much. So that's where I come in to teach them some of those foundational things so they're walking away with real actionable tips and they're able to show up confidently in podcasts like this, in media interviews, or in videos on their social media or website, and attract those people who are waiting for them, like my Amara's people who are waiting for Amara.
Oh my gosh. I love that. You are such a gift. You have such a big heart. And I know in my bones that you just have this big vision of helping people with that ripple effect. And so I'm so grateful and honored, Nikki, that you're here today. You guys, if you have not already, make sure that you go to the show notes and check everything about Nikki out so that you can follow her journey. You can connect with her. You can submit your video, all of the cool things. And then you guys, if you haven't already, share this episode out with your favorite person that needs to hear this message. Tag us in a screenshot in your stories or your social media. Let us know that you're listening. And of course, leave a review. Let us know what your favorite part was, and especially for Nikki, so that she gets to hear the impact that she's making through the Unstuck podcast. Now, Nikki, one of the things that I do to conclude every single episode is I ask my guests to think of a question that you would love the audience to think about that's going to help move them from where they are to where they want to be. So what question would you ask them to think about?
Well, how would you feel? What would you say if your Amara walked up to you right now and said, where have you been?
Goodness sakes, that's powerful. You guys, yes, that is so amazing. I hope that you all have gotten as much out of this interview as I have. Thanks so much for listening. Nikki, thanks for being here. You guys have a great rest of your day, and bye everybody.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Unstuck podcast. I am so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, The Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get unstuck together. Have a great day.